Hi, my name is Ryan J. Salva, Principal Program Manager at Microsoft and working on Visual Studio Mobile Center. I'm here today to talk to you about how Visual Studio Mobile Center can help you deliver mobile apps faster and with greater confidence. Because the truth is that mobile has happened, and it happened faster than any of us ever expected. It happened 2 times faster than the internet boom of the 90s, 3 times faster than the social media craze that consumed the entire world, it seems like, over the last couple of years, and then a full 10 times faster than the PC boom of the 80s. So it's here and it's big, and it's really confusing sometimes, and it's really hard because, you know, when you think about it, back in kind of the, 2009 when the iPhone came around, they had this slogan, right? It was, there's an app for that. And so, boom, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 apps popped up all in the consumer marketplace. And now, here we are 5, 6 years later, and especially among enterprises, among business, that kind of proliferation of apps is happening even more and more and faster as we create these small snack-size apps to fit little kind of compartments of functionality, whether it's an expense report or it's time tracking or it's kind of any part of your business, recording data, going out in the field and snapping a picture for an insurance claim, what have you. There are so many apps, and every single one of these apps takes so much time. Not only the time to build it initially, but also the time to maintain it. As we kind of go through that kind of that loop between release and plan and develop and track and monitor and learn, and we kind of loop back and in it again and again and again, it consumes so much of our time, often with very repetitive tasks, with the kind of the rote effort of releasing the app, of signing it, of going through some of the motions to test that app just to make sure it meets some of the bare minimum requirements for minimum viable quality. And it's not just because these are repetitive, rote tasks, but it's because the complexity is extraordinary. There are so many devices out in the world, whether it's the iPhone 4, 5, 5S, 6, 6S, 7, that's just a small little piece of it. There's also an entire kind of globe, entire atmosphere full of Android devices that are out there of different sizes and manufacturers and tweaks to the operating system that make it practically impossible to cover the entire range of devices and variations on the operating system that are available. And so as Microsoft went out and talked to developers like you to figure out how you were coping with this kind of sea of complexity, we learned that many of you had built up kind of an ecosystem of services and tool chains around you to help insulate you from some of that complexity. Whether it was services like crash reporting or analytics, or it was continuous integration with cloud build, or it was the ability to kind of send your app out to a trusted group of beta testers and volunteers who were willing to give you soft, gentle feedback before you bravely launched it out into the App Store, hopefully to get the best reviews you possibly could. Well, all of that together, assembling that ecosystem of tools and services takes time itself, not only to discover the right mix, but also to configure them all properly so that it's just singing for your development team. And we thought, wouldn't it be nice if we brought all those together? The fact is that over the course of the last 3 years, Microsoft has either acquired or built in-house a number of the most popular mobile development services that are around today. Services like Hockey App, Azure Mobile Engagement, CodePush, Xamarin Test Cloud, even VSTS. And so what we've done is we've brought all of those together to bring a suite of mobile DevOps services, services for continuous integration, continuous deployment, and continuous learning, brought all that together in a single service we like to call Mobile Center. So I'm going to take you on a quick tour of it today. I hope you'll enjoy the ride. Let's go for it. We've landed in our browser here at mobile.azure.com. One of the first things you're going to see is there are 3 ways to log in: with your GitHub account, Microsoft account, or just a plain old email and password. Mobile Center is best when it has access to all of your source code, so we're going to connect with GitHub. In this particular case, I've already authenticated, so we're not going to do the usual dance with multi-factor authentication. We can just jump right into it. On the homepage, the overview page, you can see that we have a list of all the different applications or the apps that are available. In this case, we're going to be working with the Bike Rider Prod app. This is the same demo app that was seen at Connect in November of 2016, and again today at the Visual Studio 2017 go-to-market event. Once I'm in the app, I've got a nice little kind of help you get started page that'll tell me how to integrate the SDKs with the app. In this case, we've already integrated all of the SDKs with Rider 360, and so we're going to get to use the services right away. I'm going to jump over on the left-hand side to our build service, and here I can see a list of all the different branches that could be set up for continuous integration. In this case, the red branch had a failure. The green branch last built successfully, and the remaining five gray ones haven't yet been set up for automatic kind of continuous integration. Let's take a look at the last one that everything went hunky-dory on. Okay, within here, I can see that it was last built 4 days ago. If I want to get a little bit more detail on it, I've got a full view of the build output, and I can, of course, download the logs anytime I want. Moving on, if we move into our test service, here you can see a list of all the different tests that automatically run every time a build is completed. I've got a list of a whole bunch of different tests that have run over the course of the last couple months, including some that passed successfully, woohoo, and a few that failed. Since the failures are always the more interesting ones to look at, let's go there. All right, we can see here that 2 of 3 tests passed, but it's that pesky little sign-up step that didn't actually work. Now, what's actually happening here is that we were running all of these tests in a data center against real devices where we have programmatically specified a number of different steps to kind of emulate through the UI itself. And here we'll see that the actual error happened when we were filling out the personal info. And here we see that the error occurred on an Apple iPhone 4S. If we click on it, we can get a better idea of what actually went wrong there so that our developers can then go back and debug. Our distribute service is a carryover from Hockey App, where developers can distribute their app to beta testers, to trusted confidants, who are taking a look at the app before it goes into production so they can, through manual testing, discover some of the bugs that weren't found through automated testing. In this case, we've got a list of collaborators, those are developers working on the project, beta testers, and the internal test team. I happen to be a member of the internal test team. As you can see here, Piyush and Ryan J. Salva. And so let's see what it's like to actually distribute one of these releases to a phone. So we've got a distribute new release button here. It's going to click on that. From here, I can automatically upload an IPA from my device or from my laptop here. That guy's going to upload right now. And once it is done, I can give a little message if I like to tell my testers what's new, what's in these particular release notes, what they should concentrate on. All right, so we've got the IPA up. Let's actually get it on our phone. We want to send it to the internal test team, say next. All right, here we go. We're distributing the app. It's out the door. Let's take a look at our iPhone, which we've already tethered to this device, and we are projecting using QuickTime Player. As you can see, it's just arrived here. Mobile Center team, release number 17. We'll go ahead, see the details. And we are one step closer to getting a new version on our phone. Install, and here it goes. Back on my home screen, I can see it's loading, and I'm ready to manually test it. Once you've got the app in testers' hands or even in production, it's helpful to understand the product health. And for that, we've got another carryover from Hockey App, and that's our crashes service. Our crashes service helps you better understand which devices, which users, and what percentage of your devices and users are suffering from pesky bugs in your code, whether that is native iOS, Android, or cross-platform code like Xamarin or React Native. Here you can see we've got a number of different bugs that are still kind of plaguing us in these last 30 days. We've got four ones right here. And let's take a look at the one that's receiving the highest count of crashes for some of the highest range of users. In this particular one, we can see that we've got a stack trace here, tracing it all the way back to a couple of lines. And we see that it's also happening almost exclusively with iPhone 7s. For each one of those errors, we can then go see the specific stack trace for that particular crash on that particular device with that particular user. This can be extraordinarily helpful when your developers are trying to root through the kind of the root cause of what was causing that problem. Just like it's important to understand your product health, it's also important to understand user engagement. And for that, we have our analytics service. The analytics service is constantly consuming events from your users and from the devices in market so that you can better understand their behavior patterns, their geographic location, their session duration, all sorts of different activity that's helpful both for developers and for marketers. So here we can see our monthly user trends, weekly and daily. We can see our sessions per user, session duration, and the devices that are being used. We get summaries and heat maps of our countries, languages, and the active devices per version. All of this data you own and can be exported directly to your service of choice for further analysis. Finally, every great app needs data, the data we all love to consume. And for that, we have scalable back-end services provided by Azure in the form of tables and identity services. Here, we're looking at the table service where we've got already created three tables, cycling data, user profile, and users. You'll see here that we can edit the schema or even upload a CSV with pre-existing data, but in this case, the app is already in production, and so we can view the data live. As this guy loads here, once it loads, you'll see a list of all the different IDs, latitude, longitude, names, you know, the data that Writing 360 needs to operate. Identity services make it easy for you to integrate social identity or Azure Active Directory with any app with just a few lines of codes. In this case, all that you need is that auth endpoint right here. Add that into your app along with a few lines, and you're ready to go. All right. Now that we've seen how it works, I hope you understand how Mobile Center can help you better deliver mobile apps faster. Whether it's by automating repetitive tasks through continuous integration using services like Build and our automated testing, or improve product quality using services like our beta app distribution or crash reporting. Or finally, scaling your services to the scale of the cloud and larger using things like tables and identity. Mobile Center's there to help you deliver better mobile apps faster. Learn more about it at aka.ms/mobilecenter. Thanks for watching and happy coding.